Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. We can't thank you enough for making us a part of this special day for you, wherever you may be. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a quick little, just a special little Thanksgiving to you folks, fine folks in Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain?
Stone Mountain.
What part Second of the Baptist? Mountain? The top of the mountain or the base of the mountain? Around the mountain?
Ain't that a song, Around the Mountain?
Yeah, Around the Mountain, there you go. Yeah, you coming around here? Okay, all right.
Wow, dinner and a show. This is nice you bring it. That was nice. I appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, yes. Happy Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to my co-workers today, Mr. Crenshaw, of course, Garrett Chapman, our producer.
Yep.
Thank you, who you will be hearing throughout the show. This is, we've been having it pretty good, you and I, me and Sam, because we normally don't work these holidays.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, as far as doing the radio show, we have worked in other capacities of broadcasting.
We're talking sports, and I mean I've worked a lot of holidays working sports.
Oh, please, I'm saying yes.
But I'm just saying, and I go and speak to groups of young people who see Stephen A. Smith or Maria Taylor, or say, well, that's who they want to be. I say, okay, you want to work in sports? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to work in sports? Because every holiday has a great meal and there's a game. Think about it. Practically every holiday, we eat something great, and there's a ball game to watch or go to. So, I mean, you're working. So I have to remind them, everybody wants to be,
You said a great meal? We're going to talk about something that happened to you up in Detroit one time that you didn't think it was a great meal.
I'm not even watching that stuff today, man. I will not watch Detroit Lions. I will not bring myself down to where's my holiday.
You're not watching the Bears game.
Yeah, I ain't watching them.
Anyway, we will talk about that throughout the show. What I was saying is that we have been, I won't say fortunate or unfortunate, however you want to put it, and again, this is because when the holiday falls throughout the course of the week.
Right.
If it happens on a Tuesday, obviously we're not going to be there. But as we've gotten to the end of the week, we are here, and for the first time I can remember us doing a Thanksgiving, but you know what they say, they usually put the A-team out there on them holidays.
How about that?
Talk about Al Michaels and John Madden By the way, this is the anniversary. Today is the anniversary, going back to some years, the first time Summerall and Madden worked together.
Wow.
Was it Thanksgiving Day? Their first game, I think it was 79, and 22 years later, it ended. But those guys were the goal set. And who knew?
Emmitt Smith, left side, pickup of three.
That was Sam Summerall. Doing Pat Summerall.
I knew personally knew Frank Cicchini, and the late legendary executive producer of CBS Sports, who loved Summerall because he said the most with less words.
Well, yeah, he did do that.
And that's what he loved about him. I remember talking to him when guys like Nance were coming along down in Augusta. He lived in Augusta, and of course, he would love somebody that could do that on an event like the Masters. You just let the pictures tell the story. So that's that to him. And then whenever I do play-by-play for a game, whatever I'm doing, Chikinian's words reverberate around my brain. They say, their pictures are there. You don't have to talk. You don't have to fill up the screen or anything with all the words you're saying because – there are pictures. So he loves Summerall, and he was perfect for Madden, who once he said pickup of three, third down, Madden just comes in with the replay and just goes nuts. Look at this guy over here, boom! Look at this guy over here, boom! You know, and so they were the perfect, perfect pair for what they did.
And they came along with technology, too, because nobody did all that stuff on screen like Madden did. The teleprompter never used that before.
Right.
So it's like a lot of musicians and entertainers who came up right as MTV came up. Madden came up during that same time and just blew up. Again, and people say this a lot now. I don't think it's as much the case now as it used to be. But and they got that big documentary coming out about him over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is doing it. But this dude rose to the top of the three occupations or the three avenues in which he occupied. He made it to the Super Bowl and won it. He made it to broadcasting and became the top of the mountain. And then tripped into technology with his video game. And that, you know, that's the gold standard.
And there's so many people who don't even know him as a coach. And as we welcome back Dick Vitale this week, who returned to broadcasting games. He's been dealing with cancer treatments, and it was heartwarming to see all the people reach out for him. And you know, we know how much he has worked tirelessly to fundraise for cancer research in the name of his friend Jim Valvano.
Right.
And now he's dealing with that. But there are people who only know Vitale as his loud guy that comes on college basketball games. They don't remember the man was a coach.
Right.
You know, he kind of the same thing as Madden, kind of. He's known for his personality and persona. And he's done some video game work, too. I don't know if he still does. I mean, they're bringing back EA Sports College Game. I'm sure they may find a way to put him back on it as they had before. Can you imagine being broadcasting something? I think Brad Nessler used to do that with him.
The man whose garage we saved.
Yeah, we did. We did save the man's garage.
We saved the man's garage and by extension his home.
Yes, we did. Yes, and also saved him a whole lot of money. He was going to have to pay to get that.
Yeah, we did. Sam and Greg just getting started on this Thanksgiving morning. So not only will we be here today, we'll be with you tomorrow morning.
As you have your leftovers.
Yeah, that's true. I ain't going to have them that early. But
there's some people who are going to be doing this thing around the clock, man. As long as there's something left, it makes you nervous. It makes you nervous. There's something else I got to eat. I can't let it just sit there. I got to do something, you know.
Hey, let's bring in Garrett. Garrett, I know you were saying something. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is I'm so cheap. I will be eating that food until it runs out. I am so cheap.
Yeah.
When it comes to leftovers.
Are you on public airways telling everybody that you're cheap?
It's not that I'm cheap. Maybe that's
you're
not
thrifty?
The way to say it. I'm thrifty.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Now, how does that go?
If it's there.
If there is food.
Yeah.
My mama always told me, if there is food in the fridge, you eat the food in the fridge. That's basically what it is. So.
Okay. Well, actually, there's something to be said. I heard kind of similar same thing.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Coming out of
it's like when you're mouth, no, you're driving. Something. You're driving past the McDonald's. You want a 10-piece McNugget when you're 5 years old. You say, "No, we got food at home." That's what it is.
Why am I all of a sudden recalling that Eddie Murphy bit from Delirious?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna fix you a hamburger.
Mama gonna make you a hamburger at home. Gonna be better than McDonald's.
Yep.
Y'all need to go listen to that if you don't know what we're talking about.
I know exactly
because I can't
about.
Get it. I can't. You know, it is pretty fun. That particular bit holds up.
Yep.
A lot of his stuff didn't, but that particular bit holds up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We on this Thanksgiving Day are thankful to, first and foremost, have jobs,
yep.
Our health, our family's health.
If you can't think of something to be thankful for today, you ain't been paying attention the last year and a half.
That's true.
You ain't been paying attention, man.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for that. But we're working. We talk about us working. Let's give a shout-out to the folks who'd be working anyway, of course, our essential workers and people, our hospital staff.
Yep. And that's still, by the way, there's still a pandemic going on, folks.
It's still happening. It's not over. There are people still that need the care of people who have to be there. The hospitals, our law enforcement, fire and rescue. There's always somebody that gets the bright idea to do that fried turkey. They don't know what they're doing. So those people have to be at work today. they do, man. There's
you're
always
right, you're right,
somebody,
you're
somebody
right.
who want to brag at work. Hey, I'm gonna do one of mine. You know, side of the house get burned down.
Hey, listen, my boy back right behind me is doing that. Shout out to Big Chris.
Yeah,
He'll be. He got some folks coming over, and he got the backyard. I was watching him put. It was like building a ranger station in his backyard. I'm out there watching, walking Jesse, and Jesse just sitting there staring. And Chris is bringing things out and getting things lined up, and got a couple grills, and he got a big old setup going. And there are people who are going to be doing that. Now he looks like he knows what he's doing, so I ain't got nothing to worry about. Plus, he's uphill from me, okay. Or is it downhill?
Okay.
Anyway, not rolling down into my yard. but no, you're right, and won't do a fried turkey today. Mm-hmm. Probably on Christmas.
Okay.
But today, not so much. But don't worry, I'm backing up for a running start when it comes to that.
Yeah, if it's nice today, if it's like it was yesterday, I know we got a lot of other stuff that folks are fixing at the house. I got family at the house now, and for this weekend, and so
okay.
I'm actually picked up two or three steaks last night, so I might just put a little. I know that's not the traditional thing, but,
you can do what you want to do.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Folks
eat what they want to eat.
If I put my steak on the grill, and my neighbors might have to hear a little Al Green today. So, what we do when we have some on the grill. So, if it's a nice day, it's a holiday, you're feeling good, you got family, you think if you're seeing people you ain't seen in a while, because coming out.
I'm looking for you, and the temperature should hit no higher than about 60, mid-60s.
That's enough.
63,
that's
about
good.
Mid-afternoon.
That's
but,
good enough.
Partly sunny.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, high of 54, Saturday, 59.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be in the 50s for the next 4 or 5 days, but no rain in the forecast. Maybe a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
Briefly,
the one thing I'm not going to get to do today that I usually like to do when the weather's nice on Thanksgiving Day, I'm not going to get a chance to hit some tennis balls, because that's what I like to do. I like to feel like I go out and hit some tennis balls for about an hour, and then you're ready to come back and have guilt.
Don't you have to do that with somebody, or you just go to a wall?
No. I usually have somebody.
Some
people want to come out on Thanksgiving morning before they go and eat all day.
What about your turkey bowl?
A turkey bowl. That's the question we're going to ask people throughout the morning today. If they're doing Turkey Bowl, and what are the teams that are playing in Turkey Bowl? Because you get some of the oddest names of the teams that play in Turkey Bowl. So that's what we're going to ask people throughout
the
morning.
You name it after your street or your neighborhood.
Some have different names
but
for
no,
them.
But you missed my point. You're talking about going out and playing tennis. I want the vision of you and and you. What's his name from Amos? George Amos and Andy, who's the king? Not George Wallace. Anyway, you and your boys from the lodge having a turkey bowl game.
No,
that's what I pictured. That's a wonderful image. And if you were playing, what was your position?
If I played the thing, I'd be like a linebacker, be outside linebacker.
Really?
Yeah.
What about on offense?
Maybe like a tight end, maybe.
Okay. Now, see, I could see that. I could see that with you. I was running back.
All right.
Coming up.
I would probably do that. I don't know how well I would do it right now.
I don't know your athletic acumen, but are you
Hey, now I'm a state champion football player. What are you talking about?
Nobody sent me a memo. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Shout out Coach Muschamp and the Lovett Lions up there, up the road.
I called the game, man.
Yeah.
Well, again.
Actually, no, I still have the DVD. Yeah, we still have DVDs, but
me and Chuck Smith called the game.
Yeah, I have you on there.
Yeah. Great. When have we talked about your past?
There's not much to talk about. I was a special teams fella. But
see, I was going to say exactly. I was actually going to say you're a punt returner. You're going to be like a Desmond Howard kind of dude.
That's generous. I appreciate it. You're a kind man.
Yeah.
Kind words.
They had a guy on that team that did that. It ended up at Penn State.
Hey, Penn State blocked a field goal, won a beat Ohio State, and launched them. Sent them to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
No, he's a good player.
Two things we want to tell you about what's coming up throughout the show. We're going to find out about Garrick's football escapades. Earlier, we're going to find – I just added that to the list. But we have got
– Yeah, I am. And we're going to talk with him when we get to the high school and local, because this is a very special week for high school football teams.
All right. So there you go. Something else to look forward to.
Yeah.
Throughout the show, we've got Thanksgiving Day information having to do with the football games laced throughout the show. Okay, we got some great guests coming up. We got a poll question we're going to give you next. But listen, you got to stick around, because the fun starts as we come back into the next segment. If you didn't hear, Nick Saban once again gave a warm hug to the Alabama fan base. And much like Scrooge, reminded them how fortunate they are that he's there and doing what he does. Oh, it's a classic Nick Saban rant. That is up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. We hope you are having a wonderful holiday so far. I got a feeling most of the folks are doing one of two things that are listening to us right now.
What's that?
Either working or getting up early to start cooking.
Yeah.
And when you say, Greg, you must be crazy, 6:25 in the morning.
No, this is
please.
Right on time.
It's really. It's like getting up early for church. Yep. You got a full day of cooking.
Yep.
And yeah.
Well, no, not a full day. You want to but you want this all, you know, you want to be winding down by the time you get to 11 and 12. You want to have
please,
that.
Please, man, this is just appetizers then in some places.
Yeah.
But they'd be cooking right up until the 3 o'clock, putting it on the table. My mother would be up early, and she'd run. Listen, Sam, one of my earliest remembrances of this, by the way, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's got nothing to do with turkey bowl game, or doing whatever with your friends outside or your family members inside. Some of my earliest remembrances have been being woken up. Get on your bike and run to the store and pick me up some butter. Because we're out of, you know, she needed more butter for whatever.
You found a store that was open?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple that were, that were up open to a certain time of day.
Yeah, that's a certain thing.
Like noon or something like that, yeah, and then they closed.
Right. You're going to find some places that are open. I think most stores are probably, well, you know what?
I don't know. Well, back then, though, that's saying we didn't have a whole bunch of, you know, the choices that you do now. But I remember being woken up or if I was laying there enjoying the parade, get on your bike and run to the store. See, you're too young to drive. You couldn't do it that way. But she'd put me on my bike and make me run to the store and get something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, what you gonna do, right?
That's it.
And then I'd swing by, you know, friends on the way back. But anyway, so let me just tell you real quick here, because we got something special to play for you. We got Rick Lippert coming up, friend of the show. Rick, has Rick been with us probably since the first year you and I worked together?
I think so. But he's always got gadgets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holiday.
And he's got some Black Friday specials for some people, so you want to listen up for that in the next segment.
We should call – and did we ever decide whether or not Black Friday is going to be like what it used to be, or folks just ain't going to – you know.
We'll ask that question tomorrow morning.
All right. Yeah. I guess we will.
Yeah, we'll ask that tomorrow morning.
Eric Jackson is going to join us, another friend of the show. We used to talk to Eric when he was with the Atlanta Business Chronicle, but he is – like George Jefferson moved on up, or at least over.
Sportico. Nah, he moved up. He moved to Sportico, and he's relocated to New York City. You know, so and a lot of things we're talking about, we just heard about another coach getting a big contract. You know, we had a big buyout last week. We got a lot of stuff happening on the business side of sports, and, you know, he's an Atlanta area native, so we look forward to catching up with him.
Deshaun Tate is going to join us. Last time we put Deshaun in the corner and talked nothing but college basketball, and we may do a little bit of that today too, but we're also we tap into his NBA knowledge.
Yeah,
so he will be joining us at 8:20.
He has the love this time of year because the college basketball is like nonstop. They're like
really
games on everywhere. You know, Hawaii and Puerto Rico, and you know, he just got all kind of classics and tournaments. And yeah, Chaminade was on it. They're still putting Chaminade on TV.
Where is that?
Hawaii, Hawaii.
Okay. You say it like I'm supposed to know. Well, I know my ignorance, and so I don't know. So.
Okay. Well, I'll explain. For all don't know the significance of Chaminade and why they're always on TV. They were this title NAIA school in Hawaii that ended up tournament, and Virginia accepted an invitation to go out and play at their tournament with Ralph Sampson, and Chaminade kicked their behinds. And so people, it's kind of like App State in football.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Is Chaminade, except for big-time schools, still go out to play their tournament. I think if App State was having something, big schools wouldn't go up that mountain to play them. But people still, they want the trip to Hawaii, right?
Okay.
but that is why Chaminade. Well, you see, Chaminade, what are they doing on TV?
I wasn't sure. We got to come back to that. Also, later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Jeff Schultz.
Yeah,
formerly with the AJC, but now with the Athletic. We're going to talk about who knows with Jeff, because he knows, he can talk about anything.
Yeah,
but let's get to the sound, because when I got here, as we were putting the show together, Garrett said to me, "Have you heard in the Nick Saban sound?" And I just have been too busy hearing, getting ready for today, that it slipped through the cracks, like most of you out there. Now, have you heard it in its entirety, Sam?
Yeah, I've not heard the whole thing.
Okay. Well, for those of you who haven't, Nick Saban, once again, gave a warm hug to the Alabama fan base. And I forgot what the response to the question was, but anyway, he just went, you know, like a locomotive. He just built up steam. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thanksgiving morning, here, enjoy a little Nick Saban holiday cheer.
I think, you know, people don't really. Rat poison is rat poison, and the media is always going to create it. But the reality of the world is not what you read on the internet. It's not what somebody thinks. It's not what somebody's opinion is. It's not what the line is on the game. And it's certainly the biggest one is every time a team loses two games, everybody says that team's like done. And it's really just the opposite. Like Texas A&M lost two games before we played. I said it's a dangerous team, because these guys have pride in performance. They want to have a good team. They've had two disappointing losses. That makes them dangerous. They're humiliated by what's happened the last two games. Same thing when we played LSU. Everybody says, oh, they lost two games in a row. They're not any good anymore. We're just going to blow them out. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite of that. They're competitors. They have moms and dads. They have pride in performance. They have things that they want to accomplish and they want to do, and they want to be good. They don't just throw in the towel. They work harder to try to get better, and everybody wants to beat us. So we're going to get everybody's best game, and I don't know why people can't understand that. But And you know, we're just, you know, and you know, it's, you could say it's not fair to our players that they get everybody's best game, right? But they do, right? And they have to be able to compete through that and play over that. And you know, it's I don't know. I mean, when I came here, everybody was happy to win a game. All right, now we're not happy to win a game anymore. We're not happy to win a game at all. All right, we think we should win games by whatever. And I don't think that's fair to the players either. All right, because our players work their butt off, all right, to be the best that they can be. All right, and to get criticized for what they work hard for to do so that you can be entertained. All right, so that you can enjoy and have pride and passion for what they accomplish and what they do. And they're not perfect. All right, they're just college students. They're going to they go to school every day. They got to study. All right, they have to run extra after practice when they miss study hall. I mean, come on, give me a break. This is not professional football. These guys aren't getting paid to play here. They're representing you all. You should be proud and happy to support them and appreciate what they do and have some gratitude. And you know what else? Nobody wants to win worse than they do. Not me, not you. I don't care what kind of fan you are. Nobody wants to win more than the players that play. Nobody.
Okay.
That was magnificently said.
All right, Garrett. Thanks a lot.
And nobody feels worse than they do when they lose.
Yep. There you go.
Nobody.
We could listen to that all day long.
Wow.
Two things I felt like saying at the end. I'm a man. I'm 40. That's what I felt like saying.
No,
or I was waiting for that at the end. My favorite part about all of that is that Nick, throughout that, he kept going, "Aight." Instead of "all right," it was a lot. It was like talking to my nephew. "Aight. You okay? You all right?" "I'm aight." I just heard a lot of that. But listen, we've heard more bombastic, Nick, but it's been a minute since he's done that. Maybe – of all people, is it possible that Dion calmed him down doing them commercials?
I don't know, man. They're making some nice money in them blue jackets.
Man, and it sounded like he was doing that speech in a casino.
Well, he was at Baumhauer's. He's a former Alabama star player and played in the NFL, and he's got a sports bar, I think, there in Tuscaloosa that they have his show there. And so he's having a show. Eli Gold is there with him and, you know, hosting the thing. And so, you know, he just strikes on something and just goes in.
He started feeling himself.
Yeah.
When you get on stage, listen, you've experienced this. I've experienced it. There's something to being in front of an audience and everything is just flowing right and nothing that comes out of your mouth is wrong and you just connect with the audience. There's an unexplainable feeling that you get and you just start to feel like you can say anything. And some people do. And,
but obviously the people there were cheering for him.
Yeah.
Some of the people who needed to hear it wasn't there.
Yeah, they weren't letting it.
You know what I mean? Is
Garrett, jump in here. What were you saying?
No, it's the funniest part. Like, you have all the people who are going rah-rah in the background are the ones who are the exact ones who are saying, "Oh, man, we should have beat LSU by 30 points. It's like, no, what are you talking about, dude? Like, this is a good football team. This is a very talented football team that you're playing, and you're playing a team. And he had a great point. I mean, look. These are guys who are playing for their futures. These are guys who are playing for big contracts, and they're talented enough to do it. And then you have these other guys who are also very talented. It's going to be a good football game. I mean, come on. I mean, this is always a good game. I mean, just because they're not beating teams by 35 points, I mean, it's a spoiled fan base. I'll
you know,
say
though,
it.
I experienced this when I was living and working in North Carolina. You would go to cover, you know, a North Carolina game in the day of Dean Smith. And it's like the North Carolina fans would show up and feel like North Carolina should make every basket and the other team should never make a basket. I'm like, right. These people are delusional. You know what I mean? But I mean, you know, it's 21,000 of them and they're there in the big Dean Dome, which is kind of like a mausoleum compared to Duke's place. You know, everybody's applauding politely. And you know, but that's the thing. Them other dudes, they're on scholarship too. You know, them other dudes, they're getting room, board, books, meals. And all the tennis shoes they can wear, you know, they get the same thing. So why don't you think that sometimes some teams like that could come up and give you trouble? In other words, just enjoy it. This is a ride, and it's not going to last forever.
We are going to let you know about some of the holiday gifts that are available to you. Still looking for some stocking stuffers or putting under the tree. Rick Limpert is your guy. Also have a poll question we're going to tell you about. Maybe see what Rick thinks about our poll question and which one would he enjoy. I'm going to tell you about that all next. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Thanksgiving morning.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving morning, everyone. And by the way, Mr. Crenshaw, do you know when the first Thanksgiving Day parade happened? It happened on this date in 1920, but I'll give you both you guys a chance to tell me what city it was in that held the first Thanksgiving Day parade of any mass.
I don't know.
Oh, I got to turn you down, man. You coming
in Plymouth.
No.
No?
No, not Plymouth.
I would think there'd be Plymouth.
It was in Philly.
It was in Philly, okay.
It was in Philly. You know it was somewhere east of the Mississippi.
Right.
So, before we bring our guest on, and it's been a minute, and listen, we're going to talk to him about more. I have a question about something more than the gift items he's going to bring on to the show, because we know that Rick is a big tennis fan, too. So we're gonna. I got a question for him with that. But want you guys to participate in our poll. Kind of obvious on this Thanksgiving morning. It's at 92.9 The Game. What's your favorite holiday games? The games that they play on a particular holiday, like today, the NFL lineup. What's your favorite holiday set of games? So here are the choices: Thanksgiving Day NFL, Christmas Day NBA, New Year's Day bowl games, or other? These are the questions. Again, what is your favorite set of holiday games? Excuse me. Thanksgiving Day NFL, mm-hmm. Christmas Day NBA, okay. New Year's Day bowl games, college bowl games, obviously, yep. Or other. Well, I got you here, Mr. Crenshaw. What show? You have one, or you just kind of like them all?
I like all of them, but probably the college bowl games.
That's one Garrett said, too.
Yeah.
And even though they have switched things around, they're not as
still they are mainstays.
They rule the day, yeah.
And you've been as a group, they've been presented to us on a holiday for longer than what we've had, you know, the NFL or the NBA.
And also uses a hangover remedy too.
That too.
That's the other thing. Bring our guest in, Mr. Crenshaw.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. And you know what? We usually get to this guy for last minute gifts ideas, but since we've been hearing how the shelves are going to be empty after this weekend. we figured we'd get him on with you earlier.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
You know what I mean? So he woke up with us this morning. The tech of sports, always things for the sports fan on your list. Rick Limpert, welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and I guess happy Black Friday tomorrow for you guys.
Yeah.
What do you think that's – Sam and I have been talking about this. What do you think this is going to look like? And we won't say compared to last year, but say over the last 5 or 6 years, what do you think tomorrow is going to look like given the opportunities that people have in other arenas to purchase their gifts?
Yeah, I think you're right, Greg. I think it's going to be tempered some just because the same deals are available or more deals are available online now than actually going out to the stores. I think there's still some tradition and people like doing that and maybe a family outing to the stores to buy things, but it's just so easy now online through apps, and the ease of getting things has really changed the environment.
All right. Well, Rick, we want you to get started. When we get started, the first item up is something people are going to use a lot today, or if they're following the games and sports that come on. You got something here from you got some nice monitor for us to watch television.
Yeah, well, TVs, Sam, I know that you, you're like me. You're amazed how much the prices have gone down on television. So, and that continues this year. So Walmart has a 55-inch 4K surround sound. I mean, every feature you can imagine. This TV would have been $2,000-$3,000 a few years ago. And now, guys, it's $248.
What?
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez.
It's mind-blowing, and you can order it online, or they have some in the stores, and if you need a TV, this is it's not going to get much better than this.
Wow.
And you got to wonder, with the next item, the Aftershocks ear, open ear and bone conduction earphones, did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Open ear and bone conduction earphones. Well, those, listen, if you can hook up those to the TV and everything and keep every, you know, it'd be a nice little twosome there. But talk about the Aftershocks, these earphones.
Yeah, so Aftershocks is a company that makes headphones and earbuds mainly for active people, for workouts, for hiking, bike riding. So Aftershocks, and it's spelled with a KZ at the end. They have, it's called the Aeropex, $159. I mean, we pay a premium for these good headphones now. And they have open-ear design, so you can actually hear the noise around you as well for walking and running, and your awareness of the surroundings, 8 hours of use time. And these actually are nice because they come in two different sizes. So for guys like us, we have big heads. There's a normal size, and then for kids and such, they have a mini size as well.
Nice the way he slid that in there.
He was right, though. I
can't say anything. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline one with Rick Limpert. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Rick Roswell, for more things like this. All right. You can continue.
No, he was done with that one. You got to ask him the next one.
Okay, the next other one we got. what is this one? Directional foam roller designed to stabilize. Talk about what we got here.
Yeah, so this is a foam roller. It's from a company called Rolga, and I've dealt with them for years, and I use these products myself. So these are foam rollers you can rub on your neck, your back. It gets the pain out. It gets you warmed up for your physical activity. You can roll your back on them, full range of motion, and just pain-reducing products that are great for anyone that's out working out or exercising, and they're under $50. And they make a big difference, and professional athletes love these as well.
You know, that's something people don't underestimate, the importance of something like that after you work out, but to get you prepared to work out, to get you loosened up and getting the blood flowing, you know?
Yeah, when you get to our age, you got to prepare for those three-hour tennis matches, Sam. And after they're over, it's too late. We're already done for. So we got to prep for those.
You know, Rick, there was a chance that the film and television industry was going to go on strike a month or so ago, and things got worked out. But I bring that up because it wasn't just the strike and the productions being shut down. It was the projects that were already done, that were sitting in editing, ready to, you know, like the Rock had one, and various other big stars had their movie sitting, and had the strike hit, these things were going to sit there. There was nobody there to do post-production. I bring that up is because this is one of those things that some people might have had to use to do just that. The Tour Box Elite, tell us about that. This is all about editing. It's all about just doing sound and image control, image editing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of a new device even for me. So it's a Kickstarter product. So these are this is something that somebody has started and they're looking for backing on, and you can order one for yourself to help them out. So the Tourbox Elite, it's kind of a Bluetooth. Think of it as like a joystick device, and it's basically an editing device. So for people that do high-end editing, that really are looking to maybe to stop using the keyboard and use something else more. This is a dual channel Bluetooth controller, and it lets you edit video, audio, a lot of other things. And I'm ordering one just to try it out because I spend so much time in front of my computer and my laptop. If this is something that's easier for editing things, I'm all for it.
Wow. That is amazing because people can do that. And Greg, I bet you're right. Isn't people get a device like this?
Well, listen, this one and the next one, too, because they kind of work hand in hand. He's talking about a drone for adults going out there taking care, you know, pictures with your drone. You got to edit that stuff, too. But this is an amazing device, too. And for under $65, what's up with this, Rick?
Yeah, on Amazon this week, there's a really high-end drone for $65. These will come down in price as well. So it's the 4D F10. And I'll have the links in the show notes for it. But again, a 30-minute battery on this, a nice flight time, camera built in, and it's a quadcopter. And if you're into drones or know anything about drones, you know that they can get really expensive and they're really kind of difficult to use sometimes. So this has got a little easier to use for beginners and for people that are getting into trying flying a drone, a smart return to home feature in it, which means it'll fly back to base where you are without you having to navigate it yourself.
You can program them to do that. You can program a drone to do that, to remember to come back home.
Yeah, this has got that built in. Yeah, wow. This has got that built in feature. So I need that, you know, when I've operated a few drones, and actually they're not easy. You got to really know what you're doing. So this has got a little feature in it that might help us out.
Mine would end up, it'd be hanging out over the Pacific right about now. You'll bring it home. Go ahead, man. Rip, bring us around the corner here because we're short on time here, Rick. What else you got there for us?
Well, for Sam, as you know, tennis has really boomed during the pandemic, guys. So rackets have been hard to get because of supply chain issues. I know it's kind of an excuse, but Wilson and Babolat have made known to me that they have two new frames out that are available that are not caught in the supply chain, the Blade 98 and the new Babolat Pure Strike. So if you're looking to give a gift of a racket or buy one for yourself, these two are available online through the company's Tennis Warehouse, etc., and you can get that new racket.
That's fantastic because you're right. There's a shortage, right? There really have been all tennis equipment, because that's the one thing that people could do during this pandemic was get out and play tennis. So the rackets and tennis balls and everything are in short supply as we people get out and do that. We got time for one more, Greg. We need to wrap
up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right, we got one last one here from Garmin. Yep.
Yeah, last one from Garmin. We talked about the drone being able to return home. This is for us to be able to return home. This is a Garmin Instinct GPS watch for us. So for hikers, bikers, travelers, you don't have to rely on remembering where you were. This will get you back to where you were when you're out hiking or doing whatever. So great in any big cities or even in remote areas as well. So a GPS device, not for golfers, not for drones, but for us.
I saw an episode of The Sopranos, Pine Barrens, where Paulie and Christopher got lost in the woods going to, you know, whack this dude, this Russian dude, but they could have
used
that. Listen, before we let you go, Rick, we had a poll question out there. I want to get your thoughts. What's your favorite holiday set of games? We have Thanksgiving Day NFL, Christmas Day NBA, New Year's Day bowl games. Which one of those three do you look forward to most?
I kind of agreed with Sam. I kind of like the old days of bowl games from 11 in the morning until at least 11 at night. But I have to say Thanksgiving football, one, because you can watch football and not have to deal with the relatives at a family gathering. I don't know if that's if that's bad to say or sobering to say, but getting lost. It is honest. I'm being honest, guys.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
kind of like getting lost in the NFL football today.
Here's the problem, though. Mr. Crenshaw's boycotting the first game, so he's going to have to talk to folk.
Yeah.
He's going to have to socialize with the family.
I refuse to watch the Toothless Cat. I watch the Lions. They call them the Toothless Cat because they never bite anybody, especially not this season.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
The holiday tradition of the Lions on Thanksgiving is the gift that doesn't keep on giving.
But you do, Rick. We thank you for giving us some ideas. Because several of these you mentioned, I'm going to look into. And also, Rick, if people want to find out more, how can they follow if you have more things that you're posting?
Yeah, every day, new gadget reviews on wirelesswednesday.live. And as you know, Sam, Rick Roswell on Twitter. I keep everybody in the loop. So appreciate you guys. I'm thankful for you guys each weekend and especially on Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for all the times you've come on and joined us.
We're thankful for you too. Enjoy the day and enjoy the food and enjoy the NFL football.
Happy Thanksgiving,
man.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Coming up top of the hour, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw. As always, 7 o'clock means get you caught up on everything local. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.